Hi, I'm the angel of temptation, angel. 7 years ago, I created that name. I had a cat on my lap, filled out a Yahoo account, email address, and started with Literatica. And posted my first erotic audio. Porn was very difficult for me because it wasn't sex. It didn't resemble sex, or at least how I had imagined sex. I got no feelings from watching porn. I got a nook when they came out, or later on when they came out, and no one could see what I was reading. I read my first erotic novel and got off and came and was very aroused and read a sex scene. Over and over and over. To this day, I probably have it absolutely memorized. And that gave me hope that something out there could be expressed real. Like real sex, where I'd feel things, where others felt things. And I have always wanted to portray sex in a way that could be felt, that made people feel sexy, that made people feel wanted and desired. And that's what I did. That was my hobby. That was fun. I didn't get off at the idea that others were getting off at me. To this day, I don't. What got me excited was that my fantasies, the things that deeply shook me to the core sexually and pulled these fantasies out of me, and the way I expressed them were real and raw, and that other people agreed, other people felt the same or similar things, that they were aroused, that they could get off, that they could come, whether they were male, female, whatever their sexuality was. They were messaging me by the 50s and then by the hundreds, and all I wrote back was thank you. And to this day, I still try to say thank you. I had to take a year off, probably at the height of me and my audios and my career, I guess, of Angel of Temptation, because of some trauma and some very bad things that happened to me in my life. And being angel wasn't serving me at that moment. I couldn't think about sex. It was very far from my mind. So everything went away. So if you knew me before, everything disappeared from the internet one day and I was gone. A year went by and I came back. I've been back for a year now. And things have changed, like they do. And the last few months, I've been sitting here just kind of not motivated to do something I love, that I don't want to give up, that I love expressing myself sexually. I love it. I love this community, and it is something very, very important to me. And I started to find in the last year that a lot of people look at me like an object, like not a person. I don't remember that happening in the years that I did this prior to my year break. And I don't know if it was happening prior, but that I had just kind of been able to ignore it now. But lately, and unfortunately, that has kept me from recording. It's kept me from feeling sexy. And I did find that some of the audios I was making, although they did turn me on, it was it took a lot of gearing up for me to make it, if that makes any sense. If you're an audio creator and you're short for time, it's one thing. Because you're like, oh, I've got this idea, I can do this real quick, record it, upload it. And, but anyways, they, lately I have a desk piled with ideas, piled with things I want to record, sexual images that just, in the middle of nowhere, come into my head that just sound like amazing fantasies that I want to share. So today I sat down and I'm like, what am I doing? Like, why is this something that has been an enormous part of my life? And why is it so difficult for me right now? It's weird to think something you enjoy so much can be difficult at times. And I feel that there is I feel that there's a lack of respect in the community. I understand that I'm creating sexual fantasies, but the people that search me out or search us out as creators, as writers and audio performers, they search us out. We didn't ask for them to listen. We put it in a place that's very, very clearly noted as sexual content, and in areas of the internet that are very well protected as long as we're smart about our interactions with others. And the aggressiveness that has come through my inbox is new. The entitlement of my intention, of my attention, the entitlement of what I should record, when I should record, why don't I share pictures? Why don't I talk to people? Has been difficult. I have always I've always felt submissive. I've always enjoyed that role, that fantasy of being the submissive partner is one that goes very deep, and I've never doubted that. And it's frustrating when people hear assume that that means weakness, assume that that means anything besides sexual submissiveness. I think there's a great lack of education sexually, just in general, in the world. And certainly in the internet, there's people that say whatever they want without any consequences, or very little. I'm not crybabying or saying that I'm not an adult and that I can't find the delete button on my inbox, because I absolutely can and do quite frequently. But I will say that being a seasoned veteran of posting incredibly regularly over the last 7-8 years now, if you've seen an increasing amount of entitlement, an increasing amount of people demanding things from you, you aren't alone. And it's something that needs to change, or more and more artists are going to leave. I get those messages all the time, if I've heard from so-and-so, or if I talk to so-and-so. I'm a loner in this world, guys. I have been from the start. I didn't come in to making erotic audios for friends, for relationships. I'm not saying that that hasn't happened, but that's never been my goal. And to this day, it still isn't. I like seeing familiar names in my inbox. I like seeing familiar names in the comment sections below my audios. I like seeing familiar names in the people that are submitting things, because you know you're going to hear something, or you know that familiar voice, and it's going to put you in a certain state of mind, and that's wonderful. But the treatment of one another is far beyond what I've seen over the years. It's really shocking, disheartening. To be a creator, to be a creative person, that's how I make a living. I make a living being creative. I make a living creating things. And this is fun for me. This making erotic audios had always been fun for me. And I've been sitting here today. I woke up after 12 hours of sleep. And I'm sitting here thinking and writing these fantasies that I want to share, thinking and sharing these ideas and thoughts and how I want to be so active in the community. And then I go to a community and another familiar name is gone, or I'm just not feeling it. And I don't know if I'm alone. I don't know. I'm always like 2 days behind anything that comes up in any subject line. I don't talk to anyone, so it just so happens I'll get a message saying someone else left, and that's how I know. So the purpose of me making this, I guess, is just to state that I don't I don't know. I've been here for so long. I have so many ideas. I love sharing and helping other people create audios, helping people write their scripts, helping people create these things, and helping people fucking get off and feel wanted for a little bit and have an escape. That's always been my thing, is telling people, all I want is to be that escape from a shitty day. I want to be that 8-10 minutes in their day that they don't have to think about the shit that happened to them earlier. The world is a shitty place. And if I can take away 10 minutes of that, I'm going to keep doing it. And so I'm going to push through this bubble of frustration and lack of enthusiasm and try to continue to make really good content that isn't porn, that is sex, that is making my listener feel wanted, that's making my listener feel desired, that makes my listener feel like they are my partner at that moment. I'm not going to act out a scene. I'm not going to give you what you want just because you think that's what I should do. I'm going to do what I want to do like I always have done. And if you're a creator and you're tired of making something just because you think it's going to get you listens, you don't have to do it. If you're tired of dealing with these entitled messages in your inbox, don't answer them. Don't respond to them. If you're a writer and you're making these scripts because you think you need to be competitive and this is what's popular right now, but that's not really what you're feeling, you don't have to write it. I don't think I've ever done what's popular in the community. I have always just done my thing. I scan the community every now and then to see what is going on and what's popular because it's fascinating. Sex is a fascinating thing. It's so fluid, and that was really funny to say fluid when I'm talking about sex, but it's always changing. It's always evolving. What people want each month is so different. What people are making is so different. It's fascinating, and I love this community so much. But it just feels meaner. Meaner? More mean? Cruel? And as anyone who posts anything on the internet knows long enough that really only 1% of anyone listening to anything you post or reading anything you post is actually commenting. So know that. And I will remind myself that as well. But I just want to let people know it's not something that's gone unnoticed by me. And if you've noticed it as well, you aren't alone. I don't know how much of a conversation has been made because things go up and come down so much. So I just want to reach out to you all and say that I'm going to keep making my audios. I'm going to keep reminding you I care about you. And be nice. Just fucking be nice. It takes so much less effort to be nice. And ask politely. Don't feel like you're entitled to something or someone. It's amazing how willing I'm to do requests from people who are kind. And as much as I say, like, I don't respond back and forth to messages, I respond all the time. I don't respond to you, it's because of the way you've talked to me. If I don't respond back fast, it's because I'm busy and I have so much creating to do. But I will say the last few weeks I've gone inward and inward. And really reevaluated why I did this and if it was worth doing it anymore. And I absolutely came to the conclusion that it is. That I love it and it's too much of me. Too big of a part of me not to. And if you're feeling the same way, don't ever hesitate to take a step back. So that's my 2 cents, my 20-minute 2 cents. Take it for what you want. But I just thought as a member of the community, I would speak out and let you know my thoughts. I hope you're well. Take care. I love you all. Bye.